Some Western lawmakers are considering tough pollution standards for new cars. Washington and Oregon legislators want to adopt the same strict laws that are now on the books in California. One rule would call for cuts in emissions that are blamed for global warming. These lawmakers say they're frustrated with what they consider the federal government's failure to act. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
If lawmakers in Washington state adopt the California standards, new cars sold here would have to emit 30% less carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases by the year 2016. Automakers are taking to the airwaves to warn Washingtonians not to sign on to the California model.
What can you show me in large pickups with work engines?
Well, not much. I'm afraid our supply is real limited since our state legislators passed those new California vehicle standards.
Well,
local environmental campaigners are scrambling to hit back. On a busy street in Seattle, a group called Climate Solutions is shooting its own TV spot.
You guys look great. You look like one big blended family.
As the camera rolls, volunteer actors pose in front of a hybrid SUV and talk about why they like California's so-called clean car standards. Lisa Andrews runs this campaign. She says her group is trying to keep political momentum behind the bill, which has already passed the Washington House and is moving through the state Senate. While she's worried about the automakers' opposition, she says it's easier to fight for greenhouse gas restrictions at the state level.
Detroit has had Congress and D.C. tied up in knots for a really long time. And when enough states adopt clean car standards, we can tip the national market.
Automakers are suing to invalidate California's greenhouse gas standards. But if the rule stands, it will apply to all the states that use the California rules. Seven states at last count, including major markets such as New York and Massachusetts. The California standards were also recently considered, but ultimately rejected, by the Maryland legislature. At the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, Eloy Garcia confirms his industry is facing a state-by-state strategy by the environmentalists.
There's no doubt about that. It does not change the legality of it. It does not change the fundamental issues that we need to have a national standard, and we do.
The national standard Garcia is talking about is the existing fuel efficiency standard. He says as cars are required to get more miles per gallon, they also emit fewer greenhouse gases. This gradual approach allows automakers to weigh other factors, such as the impact on cars' power.
And that, you know, frankly, is the type of discussion that we don't see in the states. We don't see that type of responsible discussion and consideration of all the factors.
But the states are talking about global warming, and not just in regard to cars. In the Northeast, for example, states are negotiating a regional system to limit greenhouse emissions from factories and utilities. University of Michigan professor Barry Rabe has studied global warming public policy, and he says in the U.S., almost everything is happening at the state level.
It's been very, very hard for at least 15 years, perhaps more, for a president of whatever party and a Congress of whatever party to get together on anything that would have impact or reduce greenhouse gases at the federal level. And clearly this has created even more room for the states to become fairly significant players.
Rabe says this from-the-bottom-up process, as he calls it, has surprised many policymakers who'd assumed that national regulations were the only way to make a dent in greenhouse gas emissions. He says the state measures by themselves are not enough to solve the problem. But taken together, local efforts in the U.S. have actually made more progress on the issue than some industrialized countries that do have national mandates to cut greenhouse gases. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.